From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. The U.S. Census Bureau delivered its Minnesota tallies this week, and officially nothing has changed in Cook County. Auditor-Treasurer Brady Powers disputes that finding.
I have not seen anything official, but going out to the demographic site, I see the official 2010 census total number, 5,176 for Cook County, which is just 8 over our 2000 census, which is kind of a surprise. It's nowhere near the estimations. Each year, the demographic office gives us an estimate in July of each year. So those have moved up to, 52, 53, 54, 100, but the final census does not show that. And I haven't heard any explanation of that yet either. The estimates, how they put those together, just didn't capture what was happening here, or else the census didn't capture the actual number of people. So I don't know which way that goes.
February of 2012 is the deadline for setting new state congressional districts. The county has 60 days after that to redraw commissioner districts, which Powers said would be April 3rd. Final boundaries must be settled by May 1st, 2012.
Simply that there's been no real change in the total doesn't mean that people haven't moved. First is the 10% rule. Say you have 5,000 people, 5 districts, 1,000 is the average. The size of a district has to be within 10% of the average. So that means between 900 and 1,100. But it doesn't seem likely that all 5 would require redistricting. The second major rule, the 5% rule, would then kick in, which is if there's a district shift and the population changed by more than 5% because of the shift, then that district commissioner will have to run again.
Depending on how the boundaries finally shape up, our 8th congressional district could become geographically larger. In order to balance representation in Congress, each Minnesota congressional district would have to include 662,991 residents for the next decade. That means a gain of 2,649 for the 8th. Cook County will soon be introducing a prescription discount card program to help consumers cope with the high price of prescriptions. The county has signed a contract to make free prescription discount cards available under a program sponsored by the National Association of Counties, known as NACO. They offer average savings of 24% off the retail price of commonly prescribed drugs, NACO County Representative Commissioner Jim Johnson.
The cards are available, and all you have to do is pick one up. Go to the local pharmacy here because they're part of the network and present your card. You might not know whether you qualify or not. If you don't have insurance at all, obviously you'd qualify. But also if your insurance doesn't cover that particular drug, it's not on the formulary or there's some reason or it's in the deductible, or if insurance doesn't cover it, then you can get a discount on those drugs.
When the program kicks in the first of the month, discount cards will be available at the county courthouse. WTIP was contacted on Monday about a dog killed by 2 wolves while in its yard in Hovland. The veterinarian who treated the case said studies by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources suggest placing a bell on a dog's collar can act as a deterrent. Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk said there have been wolf and dog encounters in the past.
Well, I know a couple years ago we had some wolf attack a dog, and the dog did live on County Road 7, and there was a wolf that was kind of hanging around there making a lot of appearances in yards. And unfortunately, we live in an area of the state where there's a lot of wildlife, and so there's going to be a lot of that interaction between humans and animals, and the wolf population certainly is growing. I'm not real experienced when it comes to wolves and all that. I mean, it certainly sounds to have some good ideas of, putting a bell. I mean, they always recommend that when you're out hiking, especially in the fall during bear season, and that certainly makes sense with wolves and your pets, and obviously in your yard. That certainly is disturbing, but we do live in that part of the country where there's less population, a lot of wildlife. And I mean, I guess the main thing is, I'm not an expert by any means, but is keeping your dog on a leash and keeping an eye on your dog, when you do let it outside.
Seasonal road restrictions in Cook County go into effect at 12:01 a.m. Friday, March 18th, and will remain in effect for a minimum of 8 weeks. Afterwards, road restrictions will be lifted on a case-by-case basis as conditions warrant, according to the Highway Department. Cook County roads are limited to 5 tons per axle unless otherwise posted. A complete listing of affected roads can be found on the county's website. MnDOT has also announced that it will remove trees and brush along the north shore of Highway 61 in the Hovland area as soon as the weather permits. The Highway Safety Project will remove trees and brush damaged during past storms, along with vegetation obscuring driver sight lines and trees growing close to the highway. The work areas are located between Judge Magni State Park and the Big Bay area. Areas scheduled for clearing and trimming will be marked with orange ribbons to enable North Shore residents to inspect the areas that will be brushed prior to the start of work operations. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.